This isn't something that I have to have. And I don't really care, but I thought it would be very helpful. There were a lot of times when I sat on the Economic Development Commission, I couldn't get the information. It's embarrassing as an alderman for other people in the community to know the information before we do. That's what makes it a difference for me, to be informed. So when constituents talk to me, I can say, yes, I know about that. If there's businesses out there that, you know, staff doesn't catch on right away that want to expand, we should know that so we can be ready to jump on them and invite them here. And if I don't, not all the articles are written by Mark Cass, you know, so if there's a personal issue with Mark Cass as a reporter, none of the articles that I wanted to read were the ones that were written by him. So if Mr. Liberta has another solution for me to be able to access this information, I'm fine. That's why it's here in front of you.
Well, the direct answer is we get a hard copy every Friday, and it's at the clerk's office.
And not all the articles are in the hard copy. That's the issue.
Don't know. Maybe.
Yeah, they're not. And so is there a solution? I mean, if you're already getting one for staff, can the alderman look at that? Can I? I mean, if no one else up here cares to even read it, what about maybe you just let me have access to it?
My understanding from, and Lisa did the legwork for me on this, so I'm not positive I have it all right, but I believe I do. We can either buy individual subscriptions that gets that person access, and our individual subscription, I believe, is down in the planning, and I don't know if there's multiple people using that. I'm not positive.
We don't want to know.
But to get broader than that, then you use the enterprise subscription, which allows up to 10 users at a time, but you can have more than 10 people who have access to it. So those are really the two alternatives they explained to Lisa, individual subscriptions or the enterprise one. So as a matter of policy, I'm trying to follow their rules without expanding it. I would not encourage a policy that says, let's ignore the subscription rules. So.
Well, to me, the solution would have been, what article would you like me to read for you, Alderman Wilhelm, and I can call you back and just brief you on it? That would have been a solution, but I couldn't even get that.
I'm not currently one of the people who has access to it, so when I want to see an article, I don't tend to have it either because I haven't included this subscription in my budget either. So I'm not able to help you.
Alderman, we'll fix that. I'm disappointed to hear you say what you just said.
Thank you.
Alderman Taylor, Alderman.
Well, I think the reality is and Sean Ryan is the reporter who calls me often. I'm in the damn thing. I mean, if you're talking about ballpark comms or something, you know, county, there's a lot going on, county city here, so it's in there, and I don't even care because I was in the interview. We should all know what the hell we're talking about. It's the city of Franklin. What we're at these meetings, we should know. Who cares what someone's opinion? Sean Ryan's a great reporter. Who cares what their opinion is on what's going on in these four walls? You know, if staff has it, what they could do is they could print you up a copy, put it in your mailbox. I mean, if that's the solution, but it shouldn't be 850. I mean, I saw this, and when I was sitting here with Mark's presentation, I went on my phone, and I pulled up. That's how come I knew what the darn cost was, because I just looked it up.
Mark, I was listening to every word you were saying.
And you're so good at it, too. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. Not triple task. I was only doing two things, you know. I just wasn't texting anybody. So I'm not going to vote for this. I think if there's articles regarding the city, you know, once you unlock it, you can print it up, put in our mailbox or something.
Can't print them offline. You can't print online articles. At least I have not been able to.
You haven't been able to? You can't just highlight all and right-click?
That was my corporate account.
Okay. Because we have, you know, but the point is if you really want it, it's only $110. We make more than everyone else besides the city of Milwaukee.
Alderman Mayor.
Isn't the simple solution for staff to figure out how to share it with us when there's one or two articles that might pertain to us?
Yeah.
You know, to get the whole whole thing is...
I'll work. Pending the results of this vote, I will work on that.
Okay. I'm just going to make a motion for staff to address automatic access to the business articles.
I would urge you not to do that.
Do we need a motion?
Because that puts it on record.
Already on record.
I think we know what we want. Why don't we just...
Move to approve.
All right. Is there a second?
I mean, it's $850.
Is there a... Well, wait a minute. The motion that I just heard you say was to work with staff to get access.
Yeah, I think it's ridiculous we're arguing over at $850 here, but I've never asked for anything out of our alderman budget. You know what?
Wait, come on.
I'll just drop it. You get me access, and I'll be happy.
Okay.
$110.
I didn't say that. Kristen?
I have a birthday yesterday. I'll take your $110. You buy me the subscription. I shouldn't have to be doing that.
Now, if I was Tom Taylor, I'd lead us all in happy birthday, but I'm not. So, happy birthday, Kristen.
Thank you.
You and I will take care of it.
Thank you.
There is no action on this item.
Okay, but there's a first and a second. And then
okay.
So,
who made the motion?
I don't think there was actually a motion.
No.
Okay.
No.
All right, the city attorney says no. Okay. All right, so no action on that item. We'll take care of it.
Thank you.
Item G18, annual market adjustment to wage and salaries for non-reps.
This went before personnel committee yesterday. Was the motion as presented was unanimously recommended. I did put that in a memo at your place today. I'll note that I am requesting one technical correction that I didn't send to personnel, which just adds the words non-compounding after progress to market rate adjustment, so that the two percentages don't grow on each other. They combine to one total.
Alderman Dandruff.
I'm on personnel, and I just wanted to, yes, it was unanimously approved, but these dollars are already budgeted, so it's not like they're new dollars. Okay, so that's where I want the clarification. If you read this and read it thoroughly, the dollars, the allotment for this increase, this lift, is already allocated in the budget.
And anticipated in 2018.
Yes.
And anticipated in 2018?
Yes.
So that's a part of the whole...
Actually, this provides savings compared to what the original estimate you saw at my earlier presentation, because the 2017 budget anticipated a 2% increase in July. That's what we guessed the market would do. At only 1.5%, everyone's lift at 1.5% will be 0.5% lower when they roll into next year. So it will actually provide savings from what the preliminary estimate expected for 2018.
Oh, thank you, Honor. I'm not going to vote for it. I would argue holding off until if we're going to have some presentation about future budgetary impacts. I mean, we just had I don't know. That slideshow, I got all irritated. No one else really was.
I lost hair.
I heard someone say they talk about it, but I have never heard it. So, do we have to do this now?
Well, no, obviously you don't, but I would argue this was the kind of stuff we specifically discussed at the 2017 budget time. And it was known that we would be having these 2018 issues. That was part of the discussion, very much part of the preliminary presentation and the hearing presentation. So this really is, the way it's presented, really is a 2017 budget issue. If you're looking at 2018... maybe then when you get to that, you may decide, well, instead of 2%, maybe it's a zero. But I don't believe that you take that reactionary step this year. This is in line with this budget and less than expected going into the next year's budget. So to proactively say or reactively say, we're going to freeze it now, it sort of flies in the face of the budget you adopted because you had anticipated it being a little higher. The statistics shown on page 175 show that that's actually a reasonable and measured step against that. If you get to the 2018 process and we're not able to come up with the solutions, you may have to decide you're going to back off or freeze or layoffs. In 2008, when we knew we had a problem, the Common Council said, we're still going to give raises, but we're going to lay off because the people we have, we want to make sure we're keeping. And so there are different ways to address that, and those will be 2018 budget issues. But this is consistent with your 2017 budget, consistent with your adoption of a new pay plan at the end of 2015. And I would encourage you to approve it as personnel as recommended with my one technical correction.
And the one thing you didn't say was if you don't approve it, which is totally in your rights and obligations, all you're doing is adding to the fund balance for 2017. You're not helping 2018. Alderman Nelson, then Alderman Wilhelm.
Could you clarify that a little bit more about what you just said?
It just the 2% that we budgeted, which is now less than that,
mm-hmm.
just falls to the bottom line. Doesn't do anything for employee morale, and we're back at the same. How do you pay these people in 2018, and what amount? The 2% stays off.
Yeah, with all due respect, I would correct that. If you don't do any raises at all this year, and you leave it at zero, then you will have a benefit going into 2018 if you did none. Now, granted, your police and fire, which are a substantial portion, you know, you saw that 2/3 of that cost just about are already committed. If you're doing police and fire, the issue of not doing police and fire command staff becomes pretty problematic, so you're probably going to do those. Now you're just leaving out, you know, your remaining general office, DPW, building inspection. So I think the solution is a holistic citywide solution, not one that you just put on a subset of employees. So since this matches your 2017 budget, puts you in a better position going in 2018 than anticipated, I would think it's an appropriate action.
And this is not police officers and firefighters.
Right.
Alderman Taylor, or Nelson, you still have the floor.
Okay. Well, being a non-represented employee from Waukee County, we are getting a 0.5% for this year. Okay? And it was packaged that we are getting a 1%, and then the quiet voice said effective July 1st. So it's 0.5% for the year. So I'm fully aware of how this works and how we have the bargaining units that have their raises set in place, but I don't support it either. So that's just my 2 cents.
And this is a 1.5% mid-year. So with the analogy you use, it's comparable to just over a 0.75%.
Based on 2% budget.
Well, I know it's, you know, employee morale and all that, but do they understand that businesses just aren't giving raises out? I mean, it's not how many people are actually getting raises, you know, in the other world besides outside of government.
I hear that
benefit
stated,
packages.
But if
right.
if you look at the companies that monitor those things, that monitor the private sector raises, they're actually in excess of the 1.5%. You know, if you look at the Hays Corporation that does national and regional and marketing studies, that you're finding personal income and wages increasing more than this 1.5% or 0.75%. If you look at the fact that we're doing it mid-year
without benefits like government employees have, for mm-hmm. this part. I mean, I can tell you, I have no dental, no eye care, you know. Not getting raises type of thing, and there are a whole lot of people just like me out there.
Pension? Get a pension?
No pensions.
It is fair to say that the recommendation I'm making is, you know, intended to align with the policy the Common Council set for its pay plan, which is You went through about a two-year process, established who your comparables were and what market you were trying to do, and we reported the increases that they're doing, and we've tried to position ourselves on that sort of the right in the middle of the pack, whereas the Common Council has an adopted policy that says it wants to be at the 65th percentile, a little better than average, but not leading the pack.
Well, I wasn't totally thrilled with that whole idea because I felt it didn't take into effect all the health care benefits that the employees get. I felt we were moving to a private sector increase without considering the health care package. And so, you know, I went along with it, but I wasn't completely thrilled about that. And I understand it's for this year. We just got done arguing $850 for 20 minutes. So what are we talking about here, $120,000 or something, or do you know?
The total amount budgeted for increases for this year would be about about 125.
Including representatives.
That's not including the representative, the police and fire.
I was going to say about 120,000. Yeah. I'm close. You can say you're close, mm-hmm. Alderman. Mm-hmm.
Okay. About 25,000 of that is police and the few police and fire command staff, and about 55 is the other non-reps. And that's with the police and fire command staff getting the same 2% as their union subordinates, with other non-reps only getting the 1.5%.
So if we don't take action on this one, well, what would be your recommendation later? If we don't take action tonight on this?
I don't know that I would change my recommendation for this year. I think it was an appropriate and measured response based upon the pay plan that was adopted, the guidance set forth therein, and the budget action that this council took for the 2017 budget.
And the comparables on the
75. Yeah, and the comparables. So.
So are you going to be making these same recommendations for 2018 for additional 2% and 1.5% raises?
That's what we have the 2018 budget process for. Now, every year we've had challenging budgets, and every year we've solved them, and we've done that within that budget process. And there was a reason I added on that one slide today that I didn't want to use this presentation to create a panic, because we're a fiscally sound community, and we have a fiscal plan, and this follows our fiscal plan. But because it is a little larger deficit than usual, and we have used up some of our tools, we wanted to begin work on that. So if we found no other solutions and we had to get into 2018 and look at no increases, then at least the employees at that time would look at that and be able to see, okay, we know where they were. We saw them work on it. They worked on the budget for this long. There were no other solutions. It will be more challenging to employees to hear, we adopted a budget, we've had restricted departments, and we're asked to do more for less, and we're doing that, and they have a budget that has increases, and it meets the budget, and it's less than they expected going into next year, but they didn't do it. That will be, I can explain it. I have no problem explaining it. I get my role. I can carry a message very well, and I can explain it, and I can link the two.
But those wages we set, if we give this increase, still carry over into 2018.
Correct. Mm-hmm. The base does, yes.
Yep. So, you know, what that just sets us up to be even further behind in 2018.
No, because the 2018 budget anticipated we would have a 2% lift.
This was this it,
It was included in the budget, but then those people's wages aren't going to go down in 2018. They're going to stay at the level that this brings it up to.
Correct, but that number was in Mark's assumptions. The 2% number was in Mark's assumptions.
Oh, what you're saying is his number showed that 2%.
Correct.
Yeah, okay. And so in reality, if you took that out when you showed us that, how much would have we've already been less? You know, you could have, as one of your bullet points, you could have said, well, on this, if you don't do this one this time.
Oh, yeah, you could take that 2% off and realize that by adopting this, that there's another at least $30,000 that would be saved because this comes less than the 2% lift that was anticipated when we were doing the preliminary things. As we said, these are fluid things. They change. And as the personnel study was done, we realized we don't need the full 2% lift.
Do you think the employees would rather have a little bit of a smaller one now and maybe a little bit of something later, or all of it now and nothing later? Or what do you think if...
Or someone gets laid off. How's that sound? Right. That person at the bottom of the phone pole is going to be gone.
I'm fairly confident that what I proposed would be what the average employee would prefer from those options. The bird in the hand in human resources tends to be more likely what they want.
Even if it meant maybe nothing later?
Pardon?
Even if it meant maybe nothing later?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, what they heard was 2% during last year's budget.
Yes.
They have not heard any percent relative to 2018.
Okay.
On the inverse of that, the department heads had a meeting with Mark and I and Paul. Well, Paul was in there as a department. Mm-hmm. And we laid this out a month and a half ago, that there was going to be a big issue. So.
Okay. It makes sense to me. Thank you.
And on top of that, if we don't do it, it'll cause us some additional compression issues in the police department and some additional morale issues. So, but that's, Mark and I and will deal with whatever decision you guys make, Alderman Mayor.
So have we already said they were going to get this raise? Are they expecting this? Or
I would say they anticipate the increase because it was known, in all the budget documentation we had last year, it was, known and listed that this was budgeted anticipating that the market would be shifting 2.5% and that we would apply it in July. And
so they're expecting it. We've
But we're saying the data only shows the market actually requires a 1.5% shift, and so that's all I've recommended.
And this is all of our department heads? This is everybody except for the two unions?
Correct. The only people that your vote doesn't immediately address is library supervisory people, because the library board sets those, and that will be on their agenda for Monday night at their meeting. And
this is only basically being comparable to what the unions received?
Well, no, it's less. The unions got 2% effective January 1st.
Right.
So
it's even less.
He's already raised his...
Yes, he has.
His concern with me that his command staff will feel slighted that the 2% doesn't go all the way to January 1st, whereas I believe it's a May 22nd implementation.
So we'd have some people that would have been better off staying in the union than taking command staff
exactly.
type positions.
So why would they take a command staff position?
Exactly.
And we anticipate a couple of vacancies there.
Well,
I meet with the chiefs.
Those are decisions that these people make, though. They want promotion because eventually someone becomes a chief in our community. I mean, you take positions for advancement. So sometimes you take that gamble. I mean, everything's a gamble, and we just had, I'm going to vote no. I mean, it looks like it's 3-2, which is fine. That's not an issue. But Alderwoman Wilhelm is right. The money does carry over to next year's budget.
Correct.
It's there. So when you take a look at the hole that we start in, and yes, budget is not some science that we have down pat that we just, it's perfect. You looked at all the revenue shortages. Well, we haven't had as much in inspections. Why? Because maybe Ballpark Commons was expected to start by now. I mean, that was probably part of the reason why the money is not there. You look at all the little holes. Oh, we need more people to get in car accidents so we can run ambulances and that. I mean, what are the reasons why we're down? Well, there's plenty of them. That's why, you know, we have something. And Mayor Olson sat at the end in my 5 years together with him, voted no on four budgets, voted on one levy zero, but the other four were no's. I mean, that's fact. You know, the friend of the taxpayers, these are still tax dollars. You know, I go back to 1997, 1998, when I was 21, 22 years old, the HR director, Jim Geisner, in La Crosse, who was in Detroit, was in Pittsburgh, you know, big-time cities, talking about the golden handcuffs, the benefits, the eye, the dentist, the health, the pension, things that many in the general public do not have. So we can hear how horrible our employees are getting paid, but that's not a reality. That slideshow, you don't want to panic people? Don't put it on when you're asking for raises. I'm just saying. Not smart.
Alderman Mayor still at the floor.
No, I'm good.
Anyone else? Do we have a motion? Is there a motion in regard to this matter?
I'm going to make a motion to approve.
I'll second it.
All right.
Does that include
roll call?
With the technical corrections?
It's just adding the non-combining.
Okay. Madam Deputy, please call the roll.
Alderman D'Andrea?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm?
Aye.
Alderman Taylor?
No.
Alderman Nelson?
No.
Motion carries, 3 ayes, 2 noes, no abstentions, 1 absent. Okay, that's, since we're moving right along, item 19, mowing of cemetery grounds in Painesville. Cemetery. Alderman Taylor. Or
motion to direct staff to negotiate an agreement with the Painesville Memorial Association for DPW to mow and maintain the grounds.
Second.
And the reason is simple. I was approached by Steve Gyro, who is like president of the Painesville Association. Basically said, we can't mow this anymore. My equipment, you know, there's only a dozen members of the association. My lawnmower is pretty much shot, and, you know, I can't do this. So the reality is we, A, do this, or, B, they walk away, and we do it, and we have the building. So it's kind of like if we mow the lawn, then and they're going to maintain the building, do the things necessary for obviously as long as they can, but the eventuality is we're going to get the building. So maybe the group expands, maybe something. I'm not crazy about this. It's kind of like, but it came to the sidewalks at one point that they didn't want to do the sidewalks anymore, and they said, you know, you can have this, and guess who does the sidewalks now? We do the sidewalks. So it's an older membership. It's, you know, the Franklin Historical Association. I talked to Jim Lucky, had them actually take a look at, you know, taking it over. The membership voted no. You know, my thought was, if this is going to be a part of the the Historical Association, we could open it up to the public, then you can maybe justify spending tax dollars to mow the lawn. Well, the reality is the association said no. It doesn't mean that this building can't be opened. I took a tour of it. There's just a little bit of painting that needs to be done and then some stuff taken out, but the pews, a lot of original stuff is in that building. As with Glenn and Jerry, if I'm wrong, Glenn, on all this conversation, chime in, but I'm pretty sure that's where we're at, that they're going to continue to take care of the building, and we mow it. But if they walked away, we're stuck with it and the building.
Alderman Mayor.
So based on the state statute, if they walk away in 5 years, we have no choice anyway. We have to take care of it. Mm-hmm. So it's really do it now or do it in 5 years.
Well, the outstanding issue for me is where's the trust fund money? Well,
and that's why the motion would be to negotiate and everything else. There's a couple $1,000 is what they say that they have. So
okay. Motion on the table to direct staff to do negotiations. Any other discussion? Alderman Nelson?
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. But let's all agree, let's not get into the cemetery business anymore.
No. Now, can we sell plots for revenue?
Can we?
I mean, I think that's something we should look at. I think there's some available plots in there, so why not?
Okay. Item H, Alderman Taylor.
Thank you, Your Honor. We had a licensing committee meeting yesterday at 4 p.m. The first couple, two items is both approve. Then we have the landmark approved pending the flooring improvement completed by July 31st. Next you have the Hudson Burger Company approve. Rawson Pub, approve of the letter. Alley Cat's Pub and Grill, approve. The next two, approve, or actually hold for appearance. Carolyn Christensen, approve. Haley Dixon, hold for appearance.
Some changes because those people didn't show up. So, John, you might want to sit next to Steve with your sheet.
Okay, well, he's right. When it goes down to Dixon was hold for appearance. That's correct. And Bostwick was approved with a letter. So he's right on.
Oh, so Bostwick's approved with a letter?
Yep.
See, somebody should have told me this because we had licensing today right at like 6:10 or something. Approved with a letter.
Or how about Alderman Nelson?
Or Alderman Nelson, read them all in.
Sure.
It's top page, whatever, 183.
Page 2, top of the board. Heitzel approve. Second one, Isaacson, is hold for appearance. Didn't list something on application. Julian, which was hold for appearance. Rongold approve. Vito was deny due to habitual and false application information. Van Igeren was approved.
It's a renewal license.
So we got to revoke?
No, there is a quasi-judicial process. So that gets referred to staff for review and potential
That's
process.
Kind of what I thought.
So Vito Siciliano is referred to staff for further action. Okay. Thanks, John.
Maxwell is hold for appearance. And Walgreens, the next three through Marcus is approved pending inspection. And then the rest of the page, last three, four, five, are all approved. Top of page 3, the first four are approved, down to Belinsky, which is pending notary, missing the notary. The next 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 are approved. Ebert is approved with a letter. The next three are approved. Page 4. Jensen was approved. Lianis was hold. There was some information that was omitted. And the rest of the page is approved.
Is there a second?
Second.
The last one, I didn't know if there were supposed to be inspections if needed. The market fair, I don't know if they have health inspections or water inspections.
It's in the motion.
No. Well, pending inspection, health department, I think.
For the last one?
Yeah, last one. Yeah. Pending inspection.
He didn't say it. So
oh, yeah, pending inspection.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item I-1, is there a motion approving the following? City vouchers with an ending date of June 15, 2017, in the amount of $1,298,274.97. And a payroll dated June 9, 2017, in the amount of $363,799.50. And payments of the various payroll deductions in the amount of $209,228.24, plus city matching payments. Estimated payroll dated June 23rd, estimated at $377,000. Payments of various payroll deductions, estimated at $394,000 plus city matching payments. And estimated payroll dated July 7th, estimated at $365,000. And payments of various payroll deductions, estimated at the amount of $212,000 plus city matching payments. And estimated payroll dated July 21st, 2017, estimated at $391,000. And payments of various payroll deductions, estimated at $400,000 plus city matching payments. and property tax settlements and refunds with an ending date of June 15, 2017 in the amount of $4,319,300.09, and the release of payment to Wesolowski, Reidenbach, and SADAC, not to exceed $38,000, and the release of library vouchers upon the approval of the library board.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call, please, Madam Deputy Clerk.
Alderman Simpson.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
Is there a motion to adjourn? Motion carries. Five ayes, no noes, one absent, no abstentions. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion of that motion. Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.